one of my favorite people around. He's the head football coach at Fairview High School. Chris Hughes is going to join us this morning. He's got a big event this weekend. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How you guys doing?
Good. Always appreciate your time, Coach. All right, flag football. You were on with me on Channel 4 a week and a half ago. Love having you on. You're doing it again. Flag football. You're going to New York this weekend at the Jets facility with a couple $100,000 on the line. Tell us about this event for the American Flag Football League.
American Flag Football League is a once-a-year tournament that's a billion-dollar tournament, and it is selection only, so they pick 128 teams, the top teams from around the nation. They have regional qualifiers in six cities, California, Baltimore, New York, Texas, Florida, and they had one in Nashville this year because of us, and we hosted the first one. We won out of our region, so we are advancing to the final 16, and getting ready to leave tomorrow, go up there and play flag football for a chance to win $200,000. Not many people get that.
I think it's good. Now, how many people are on your team?
We have they just expanded the roster this time, so we have 14. We had 12. Usually they added two to this because we'll have to play five games in 3 days. Ooh. To win the tournament.
Now, are you the only quarterback?
I have another guy from North Carolina who I hand it to or double to whenever I'm getting blitzed, because last year on TV you noticed I got sacked a lot.
So yeah.
I fixed that this year by picking up a guy with some speed that can move around and avoid that rush.
Nice.
But I'll throw about 85-90% of the time.
And so that's the thing. If you watch all of this, and nothing against you, but you watch the other teams, you know, they're all like young guys and, you know, out of college, and you know, or they've played in the last 10 years. And then you're the star of the show, Coach, because you're in your 50s. You look like a coach, but you play like you're 15 years old.
Well, and all these guys get heated up and all the trash talking, and then I get into it and they can't even take me serious. So I kind of shut them up real quick. It's a little different when you're 26 and some 51-year-olds going, "You're trash. You can't cover nobody." You know, they just don't know what to say. So, but it's all fun, love, and most of the guys that are playing, we play in tournaments all year long against the same competition, so we know each other. And we're an underdog. We're a 7th seed out of 16. So we've got some work to do, but I like our team. We've got a lot of speed, a lot of Nashville flavor, and I think we're going to give it a good run.
Hey, Chris, Greg Pogue here, and I tell you, I love the story. Let's step back a little bit. Tell us the process of getting to where you are, what leagues you play in initially, and in what you have to do to advance along the way to get to this point.
All right, well, you play tournaments all year, and it's kind of like, you know, softball has the same. It's different sanctions. So you can play in the Flag Football World Championship Tour. You can play in the USFTFL. You can play in Top Gun. There's tons of sanctions, and we go around to North Carolina, Atlanta, Texas, Florida. Then you play all year long to play in that Nationals and Worlds, and that's been the big thing. But this AFFL took the top teams from every style. So you may have an 8-man team who's used to contact, and you got a 4-man team who's used to a 50-yard field. But they put all the styles together, and they came up with the AFFL, which is geared toward pro players. It's more like the pro game. It's like 7-on-7 passing. The center can't go out, which is the only style where the center can't go out. And it's just a different game. But you play all these tournaments to get ranked, and then they rank you nationally. We're the number one team ranked in Tennessee, but we're probably, you know, in the top 15 to 20 in the nation, but we're not in the, you know, top five. So, but we do that by accumulating points at tournaments. It's a really cool thing, and it's really good. You know, national sports leagues, mid-state sports leagues, there's lots of great leagues to get involved with around here. And they're booming and growing also.
Why? I mean, obviously you got a very good high school football program going on at Fairview. I mean, you're in the playoffs every year and a contender and everything. But I guess sort of grabbing a hold of youth a little bit here, Chris, why?
Well, why am I playing or why?
Yeah, why are you doing it?
Oh, I do it because I've got to trick myself into exercise. First of all, I'm not getting – if you see me running or anything, somebody's probably chasing me. So I'm not doing any of that stuff. And competition, I'm not, just like you and Joe and everybody else, it's fun to compete. I don't care what it is. You know, I just like to be out there competing, trying to beat someone else, trying to out-scheme them, and then try to outplay them. And I love the competition. We've got some good competition in Nashville, and when I see good players – Well, then I just take them off their team and put them on mine and travel around. That's how I accumulated.
It sounds like high school football around here a lot. But,
oh, yeah. Hey, that's illegal, man.
Yeah. We won't even go there, right?
Yeah.
But
hey, when you see a good player, you always want them to play.
Yeah.
Regardless of what it is, baseball, anything you do, you want to have the best players. And I feel like in Nashville Flag, I've got probably – 10 of the top 15 or 20 guys around.
Is it scheme too with a lot of it? Because you can go athlete to athlete, but I would assume scheme is really important.
Scheme is huge. Knowing each other, being on the same page, timing, and speed is really the name of the game, which is why, you know, it's so amazing that I'm there because I'm Big Joe probably outrun me.
So yeah, you bet.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to race you. I mean, my center, Big Tim, he can outrun me, and it's pretty embarrassing. But the scheme is really important, but it's also finding those matchups. It's like if you got Odell Beckham, you want to get him on the worst corner you can find and then kind of use that. And I got a couple guys nobody knows about, but they're really good. Michael Green from Cumberland, Jarotis Williams, and it's hard for people to match up with those guys one-on-one.
Well, that's the thing is we talked about because you're a quarterback and you're a coach and you're offensive coordinator, and if you tell a guy to give you a double post run or give me a curl, I mean you know on the fly you could do that. I'm not sure a lot of other teams could do that.
Yeah, and I make it real simple for them, Joe. We got a numbering system that's everybody has these big route trees at 0 to 9. I can run any route you call, Joe, with 4 numbers, which is it's something I came up with for Flag.
Right.
But, man, it really works good. We combine numbers to make, and I'll just tell you, it looks simple so you guys can understand. Let's just talk about a slant and a sluggo. Well, our 2 is a slant. Our 4 is a go. So if I want to do a sluggo, I'd go 24. That's a 2-4. That's a sluggo. And so I can call the route at the line based on how the defense is lining up. And we can hit the quick slant, or we can hit the double move. Either one.
Yes. Do you do that for your high school team too?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not. We are more, we're a little bit more complicated than that. It's more concepts. And in high school, it's more the smash, the flood, the concepts where you're high low in a safety, or high low in a corner, or picking on an outside linebacker. In this, it's more of, what are they giving us? Let's take it quick and move the ball down the field. So it is the same schemes, but it's different way we teach it.
How mad were you? Because remember last year your game was on the NFL Network. It was live. It was in Pittsburgh. How mad were you? Because you guys ran into a freight train in that other team, but you guys also self-inflicted on that game. How mad were you that the way it turned out?
I was extremely upset. They had me in a medium shirt, and I couldn't breathe. My ribs were cracking. And on top of that, Code Red played really good defense. And they picked me off 4 times in the end zone. We had more yards than the other team, and we lost by 3 touchdowns. But I looked really bad on national TV, and this is kind of a redemption weekend. I told everybody, and I wanted to get Code Reds on the other side of the bracket, but I had been calling them out all year saying, I can't wait to get you guys again and get another chance. And they were on the other side. The quarterback DM me, and he said, "Aha, you don't get to play us."
All right, let me ask you.
I don't think they want to match up with us anymore. We do with them. It's everybody's good at this point.
Now, the pro, there's a pro team, correct?
Yeah, there's a pro team with all pro athletes, and there's the Fighting Cancer team that won it last year who added some pros. And they're really good, and those two teams will play each other, and the winner of our 16-team bracket will play the winner of that game for $200,000.
Well, give me a pro, some of the pro players that we've heard of.
Oh, Michael Vick, Jason Avant, Michael Griffin. I can go through.
Just go right at Michael Griffin, okay?
Yes. Can we go at him?
Just go at him.
He's not going to tackle you.
Seemed to work in the NFL.
Hey, you remember me telling you Michael Green, who's one of my best receivers, real fast,
right.
Buck, out of Cumberland. Him and Michael Griffin went at it one-on-one at the Vandy one because he was watching Michael work these guys, and he goes, I can cover you. And he said, come on. And they went head-to-head, and it was so fun. He was having fun with it, but – if you keep it in perspective, you're competing and you're trying to shut the guy down, but it's flag football and we're getting a play for money. You couldn't dream anything better.
Oh, man, that is awesome. All right, so AFFL.com. I know the games will be streaming this weekend and all that. I can't wait to watch, Coach. I hope you guys go all the way and bring that money back to Nashville.
Well, and I found out how they're going to be on. If you want to watch the games as they happen, flag football, the there's a television station / YouTube / whatever, but it's close to Flag Football Sports Network. It's an own network here for flag football, and Jay Amiah runs it, and I think they're out of Atlanta. But if you click on Flag Football Sports Network, they will be videoing and streaming every game live.
Oh,
we play at
4:00
Friday. So Flag Football Sports Network, tune in and watch the Mean Machine.
So if you guys, this is this one weekend. It's not like you win this weekend and come back 2 weeks later. This is all this weekend.
Yeah, we play one game Friday. We win that game. We play two Saturday. We win that game. We play two Sunday. And then we come home with about 30-something grand apiece.
Oh, really, man.
I'll buy you dinner if that happens.
Oh.
Hell yeah. All right, well,
all right, Greg, y'all can all get in. Everybody.
That's all right. Joe will eat enough for two.
Coach, best of luck.
Say where now? We can't go expensive.
Well, we'll go to that little pizza place in Fairview.
Hey, Snappies, I'm in.
Snappies.
Hey, Coach, best of luck, man. We love you. Good luck, and let's talk next week when you guys win, all right?
You got it, Joe. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, see you, Coach. Chris Hughes, Fairview High School head football coach, playing in the AFFL Championship Tournament this weekend up at the New York Jets facility in Hempstead, New York.